Two more memories from his childhood stand out. One is the day it snows almost 8 inches overnight. He presses himself against the window until his mum relents and bundles him up tight in a fleece jacket and a bobble hat before letting him run into the garden. They play out there all morning, his dad teaching Merlin how to make a snow angel. They build a huge snow sculpture that's meant to be a dragon. It comes out a little lopsided, but Balinor lifts Merlin up to sit on its back anyway. He makes dragon sounds while his parents pretend to be villains chasing him, throwing snowballs at his back. Then his mum brings them back inside and makes cocoa with marshmallows, and they all sit in front of the fire for the rest of the day, telling stories and playing games. It's the happiest day of Merlin's life. The other memory is the weekend his mum takes him to visit an old friend in Liverpool. Merlin's excited because they don't tend to travel much. In fact, his parents rarely leave the house. He bounces up and down on his seat in the train, watching the trees and buildings go rushing by, excited to see a bit more of the world. He doesn't remember much of what they actually do in Liverpool. It's the train journey there and back that sticks in his mind. That, and the fact that when they get back home on Sunday night, his father is gone.
With my kid on my shoulders, I try not to hurt anyone.